the magic word. Here in the secret kindergarten, the world's best show for kids is starting. The Secret Kindergarten Radio Show. Use your ears and your imagination. We're going to play, we're having fun. The magic secret kindergarten on the Revolution.
This is Gino from the Secret Kindergarten, and thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported radio station in the whole world. So please help support our efforts and airtime by visiting the donation section on our website, Revolution Radio. But today we're reaching out with a special message that goes beyond our usual discussions of truth and important issues. We're in the midst of a fundraising event aimed at upgrading our streaming server equipment. This is a crucial step for us to continue delivering the insightful, engaging content you rely on. Our goal is to raise $1,300. That's all. And we're inviting our valued community, that's you, to be a part of this effort. Every contribution, no matter the size, makes a difference. When you make your donation, please indicate that it's for the stream server to ensure it supports this specific cause. We're here to help keep the conversation going, to delve into the truths that matter. And with your help, we can ensure that our platform remains strong and uninterrupted. Thank you for considering a donation and for being an active participant in our community of truth seekers. Your support is what empowers us to tackle the big issues and keep the dialogue alive. Thank you once again. And now let's get back to today's show. Welcome back to the Secret Kindergarten Radio Show. I'm your host, Gino. Let's play some music. With thanks to Nancy Stewart of nancymusic.com.
Things as different as they can be. Yeah, let's sing a song about opposites. You can sing along with me. The opposite of good is bad. The opposite of happy is sad. The opposite of hot is cold. The opposite of young is old. Oh, 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 let's sing a song about opposites. Two things as they can be. Let's sing a song about opposites. You can sing along with me. The opposite of short is tall. The opposite of none is all. The opposite of old is new. The opposite of many is few. Oh, 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 let's sing a song about opposites. Two things as different as they can be. Song about opposites. You can sing along with me. The opposite of heavy is light. The opposite of day is night. The opposite of open is close. The opposite of yes is no. Let's sing a song about opposites. Two things as different as they can be. Yeah, let's sing a song about opposites. You can sing along with me. The opposite of black is white. The opposite of wrong is right. The opposite of water is ice. The opposite of mean is nice. Let's song about opposites. Two things different as they can be. Yeah, let's sing a song about opposites. You can sing along with me. The opposite of fast is slow. The opposite of stop is go. The opposite of near is far. The opposite of easy is hard. Oh, 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 let's sing a song about opposites. Two things as different as they can be. Yeah, let's sing a song about opposites. You can sing along with me or not. You can sing along with me. You got it. You can sing along with me. There's a little wheel a-turning in my heart. There's a little wheel a-turning in my heart. In my heart, in my heart. There's a little wheel a-turning in my heart. There's a little bell a-ringing in my heart. There's a little bell. In my heart, in my heart, there's a little bell a-ringing in my heart. There's a little song a-singing in my heart. There's a little song a-singing in my heart. In my heart, in my heart, there's a little song a-singing in my heart. Oh, I feel so very happy in my heart. Oh, I feel so very happy in my heart. In my heart, in my heart. Oh, I feel so very happy in my heart. There's a little wheel a-turning in my heart. There's a little wheel a-turning in my heart. In my heart, in my heart. There's a little wheel a-turning in my heart. There's a little wheel a-turning in my heart. Crisscross applesauce, tiptoe, tiptoe up your back. Crisscross applesauce, tiptoe down again. Crisscross applesauce, draw a letter on your back. Crisscross applesauce, draw another letter.
Let me read you a fable called Life. Once upon a time, the king of the air, the king of fire, the earth king, and the water king met together to decide which of them was the greatest and most fit to be king of all the nature world and of man. They had been quarreling about it for a long while and thought it was about time to settle the question. So they invited everything in the world to come and asked each one to say which king he thought should be the one great king of all. It was like a wonderful party, only it was very serious because it was such an important thing they thought to decide. The wind and the wave and sun and the moon and the stars were there. The thunder and lightning came together. The mountains and all the four seasons. Who knows what the four seasons are? The fruit fairies and the grain fairies and the flower and tree sprites. The fishes, the birds, the beasts, the bees, the insects, and the beetles. Oh, everything you can think of. Can you think of something I missed? Yes, all were there except man. Except humans, people. The people didn't seem to think it was important to go. But Mother Nature was there, sitting on a very high seat where she could see all that went on. How high do you think the seat was? Do you think it was in the sky? Of course, they had to have a judge, and everyone agreed that life would make the best judge to decide between the kings. So when all were there, life stepped before them so that all could see her. She was dressed in the loveliest garment of shining colors you ever saw. It was so bright that it hurt their eyes to look at her. As it does yours when you look at the sun, you know. And so they all covered their eyes. But when Life saw this, she spoke to them so gently and kindly that it was like the sweetest music. And they all stood up and looked at her again. This time, the brightness didn't dazzle them, but just seemed to fill them through and through with happiness and loving thoughts. Then a wonderful thing happened. As they watched Life, her dress began to change color, from beautiful glowing red to a shining orange, and then to yellow, and then into the loveliest green, like the sunlight on the grass. And then into blue, and to a still darker blue. And then to violet, and all the time shining and glowing with light, like beams from the sun. Well, as they watched those lovely dancing sunbeams shining from Life, what do you think? They saw, all of a sudden, that the same beams were shining through each one of them. And they were so surprised. You see, they always thought that each one had a little separate life all of his own, different from everyone else's. When it was really only their bodies that were different. And now the life light was so bright that for the first time, they could see it shining through each one and through Life herself. And it was all the same life. No different in the rainbow than in the rose. No different in the beetle than in the bee. Nor in the song of the birds, nor the singing of the trees. Now this was all very wonderful, but of course, each one could only see all the rest. He couldn't see himself yet. You know, you can't see yourself unless you look in a mirror. and life had not yet shown each one in her magic glass that the same life was shining through one as through all. So each one thought that though, of course, as he could see, all the rest had the same life in them, he must be different himself. One foolish little bat flew out and told them he could see right through them all, but no one could see through him. So he should be their ruler. He strutted and puffed so that everyone laughed loud and long at him. This wounded his vanity, and the foolish little bat collapsed completely and fell down on a heap of stones. Suddenly something happened. The kings began to think that they weren't getting noticed enough. So each one, to show he was stronger, began to do terrible things. King Fire grew hotter and hotter and nearly burned everyone up. The wind blew so loudly and long it tore up all the trees and rocks and made a dreadful noise. The water fell in great rains and the ocean spread over everything. The earth shook down the hills and mountains. Then the sun hid his face and everything grew cold and froze, and it was all dark, and no life could be seen anywhere. Oh, it was dreadful. Now Mother Nature had been watching things, you remember, all this while, and she thought it was about time to interfere. So she came forward and waved her wand and commanded them to behave. "How selfish you are," she said. "Don't you see that by each trying to get the best for himself, everything is being spoiled and no one is getting anything? In a little while, all your bodies would have been so destroyed that life would have no place to live and would have to go away from here. She is almost gone now, but perhaps I can call her back, for she can never die, you know." So Mother Nature called and called. While they waited, ashamed and sorry for what they had done, and hoping it was not too late to try again, suddenly the lovely light shone out once more, and life stood before them more beautiful than ever, and her eyes were so bright and clear that as they looked in them, they understood at last that there was the magic looking glass. And so they saw themselves just as before they had seen all the rest, and knew that it was the same life, light, spirit, God in everyone, all in one, and one in all. And now I want to play you a story, because I've been talking too much. This story is called Judy and the Fairy Cat. And this is an old Irish tale.
Judy and the Fairy Cat, from Ireland. Late one Halloween, an old woman was sitting up spinning. There came a soft knock at the door. "Who's there?" asked she. There was no answer, but another knock. "Who's there?" she asked a second time. Still no answer, but a third knock. At that the old woman got up in anger. "Who's there?" she cried. A small voice, like a child's, sobbed. "Ah, Judy dear, let me in. I am so cold and hungry. Open the door, Judy dear, and let me sit by the fire and dry myself. Judy dear, let me in. Oh, let me in." Judy, thinking that it must be a small child who had lost its way, ran to the door and opened it. In walked a large black cat, waving her tail, and two black kittens followed her. They walked deliberately across the floor and sat down before the fire and began to warm themselves and lick their fur, purring all the time. Judy never said a word, but closed the door and went back to her spinning. At last the black cat spoke. "Judy, dear," said she, "do not sit up so late. This is the fairies' holiday, and they wish to hold a council in your kitchen and eat their supper here. They are very angry because you are still up and they cannot come in. Indeed, Judy, they are determined to kill you. Only for myself and my two daughters, you would now be dead. So take my advice and do not interfere with the fairies' Halloween. But give me some milk, for I must be off." Well, Judy got up in a great fright and ran as fast as she could and brought three saucers full of milk and set them on the floor before the cats. They lapped up all the milk. Then the black cat called her daughters and stood up. "Thank you, Judy dear," she said. "You have been very civil to me, and I'll not forget. Good night, good night." And with that, she and her kittens whisked up the chimney and were gone. Then Judy saw something shining on the hearth. She picked it up. It was a piece of silver money, more than she could earn in a month. She put out the light and went to bed, and never again did she sit up late on Halloween and interfere with fairy hours.
There once were two cats of Kilkenny. Each thought there was one cat too many. So they fought and they fit, and they scratched and they bit, till, except for their nails and the tips of their tails, instead of two cats, there weren't any. Do you know what a noise word is? Well, guess what? A noise word is a word that sounds like a noise. Do you want to practice them with me? What if you want to tell someone to be quiet? Well, you tell them this. Shh. And that's also what I say to my puppy when he starts biting me. So let's try it. You want someone to be quiet? Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Shh. Now that's a noise word. What about when you are having fun? You're going down a slide. And you get the butterflies in your stomach and you say, "Whee!" Do you actually say that? I don't know, but let's try it. Ready? You're at the top of the slide and we're about to go down. 1, 2, 3. Whee! I say that word about 8 times a day. And what if you understand something and you say, "Oh, okay." You finally get it. You finally get the point. Someone's been trying to explain to you, and you say, 1, 2, 3. "Oh." And that noise word means that you get it. What if somebody, what if you stub your toe or you fall over? You say, "Ow," which means that hurt. So you're running along and you fall over and 1, 2, 3, "Ow." You hurt yourself. And what if you see something amazing? You say, "Wow." That's like saying, "Hey, that's really amazing." So you see something amazing, and let's say it together. 1, 2, 3. "Wow! That's amazing." And those, my friends, are noise words. and noise words are great for you kids to use. So use all the noise words you can. Thanks for tuning in to The Secret Kindergarten. I love you. Bye.